You are listening to All Adulting with Ebony, a podcast for the awesome weirdos, creatives, seekers, healers, space holders, and personal development veterans who are ready to self-actualize and take their unique magic to the next level. This is for you if you identify as a spiritual being having a human, physical, and emotional experience and sometimes struggle to focus or know what to trust and what to tune out. I'm your host, Ebony Allard, aka Ebony Alchemy. I'm a neurodivergent modern mystic, author, artist, and facilitator. I'm an international award-winning master coach, certified in multiple brain integration technique and human design. I've been in the personal development, creativity, and entrepreneurship spaces all of my life, and I have a special interest in the psycho-spiritual development of human beings that I share by helping you lead yourself to greater empowerment, embodiment, and full self-expression. Stick around to hear raw and real conversations about the reality of adulting, personal growth, self-actualization, and mysticism through the lens of curiosity as I ask, what part of being an adult do you think we all suck at? And what part of being a grown-ass adult are you in awe of?
My love, welcome to this episode of Adulting with Ebony, the awe podcast, putting the awe into adulting. I sometimes get really stuck on these solo episodes because I have got nothing to respond to, and I sometimes feel like I need another person to bounce off of, and whilst I get a lot of feedback for the personal episodes that you enjoy them. It takes me a little time to get going, because even if I prepare bullet points, even if I get really clear, I'm like, what am I talking about in this episode? It feels slightly less natural and easy for me. So now that I've got all of that out of the way, hopefully I will be able to dive into putting the fun in fundamentals and what that really means, and yeah, why I am genuinely excited for this episode and for what's about to happen in my business and for you. So I wrote my book, Misfit to Maven, the story from, or really, Misfit to Maven from back in 2013, I actually wrote it, and some of you will know this story because I have shared it very many, many times. I love that. I was almost a yawn as I recall it, and my body kind of calibrates to the truth of that experience. So I finished writing it, and then my parents, who had not spoken in like 13, 14 years at that point, spoke to one another and were united in their not wanting me to publish it. And part of their not wanting me to publish it came from fear for my well-being, for my safety, concern that sharing the kind of information that I share in the book would be dangerous for me and would not serve my career, my reputation, my future, my safety, you know, all of those things. And I wasn't particularly appreciative, or like I didn't acknowledge that in the way that I could have then. And now I have a lot more softness, a lot more capacity to see the care in that than I did. And then the other part of that, I think, was very much around them and their own kind of mindsets and privacy and just operating system, right? And what that meant is that and for me, that is also something that is a concern, right? Like in my life and in my business, like having a personal brand, being a business, needing to operate in this space is part and parcel of having an online business, having the freedom that I desire. You know, when I was much younger, before the internet existed, all I really wanted was a business or a way of earning money or making a living in the world that allowed me freedom, that meant that I could be location independent, that I could travel, that I could help people without having to compromise my need to have variety in my life. And actually, in the Patreon part this week, one of the things I'm going to talk to is why I call it bliss point over balance, and you know what people refer to as work-life balance. And for years, I used to call right ratios, and actually in the fundamentals, I call right ratios, and why now I'm kind of referring to that as bliss point. Is a lot to do with these different parts of ourselves and my different needs, and like how I get to meet them, and some of the ways that you can meet them and create that bliss point between security, safety, sustainability, stability, and dopamine. Or excitement, or adventure, or fun, or you know, all of those different things. And one of the things that has been a constant in my life is that need for both of those things. And so, yeah, one of the constants in my life has been this need to go my own way. To now I have my autonomy. No, I have my autism diagnosis with a PDA profile, and calling it a pathological drive for autonomy is nothing could be more accurate than that. And so if we kind of look back, what I'm really saying is I always had a PDA profile. My specialist kind of subject or interest has always been the psycho-spiritual development of human beings, and kind of how we integrate purpose and meaning into everyday life in a way that makes the kind of day-to-day mundanity of life bearable. And you know, because I flip between stoicism and like there's meaning in everything, I digress. So after the book, I then created my first online program in 2014. So the book got published after I'd sat on it for 6 months, after I decided that, yes, I was going to publish this book, regardless of what it meant for my relationships with my family. I needed to do it. I needed to do it for myself, for my own catharsis, healing, therapy, expression, but also for those people in the world that needed to hear it. They say, write the book you want to read or that you needed. And that's what Mystic to Maven is. And in that book, I laid out 8 pillars of practice, or the M2M way. And they are 8 A's. And they are awareness, aspiration, acceptance, action, accountability, acknowledgement, appreciation, and ad infinitum. And those are the 8 A's. And those 8 A's make up the Misfit to Maven way. And they have become the 8 pillars of practice that I have rebuilt my life on. And I then went on to create my first online course where I taught these. And that was 2014. And now in 2023, 9 years later, there have been many, many names for that program. There have been many, many formats for that program. But the core content, those 8 pillars of practice, have remained the same. It has been called 80 Days to R. It has been called Misfit to Maven, The Fundamentals. It has been called Misfit to Maven, The Foundations. It's been called Misfit to Maven 360. It's been called Misfit to Maven 365, 1 Year No Fear. It has been called all sorts of different things. It's had formats where I've been live every single week, where I've done group coaching calls every single week. We've had options where it has been 80 days or 90 day term. We've done it where you commit to a year and you go over and over it and you do that 4 times. And what I'm saying is I've tried every single different way that there is to bring this content into people's lives, and some have worked better than others for me and for participants, right? So at its height in M2M 360 or M2M 365, the participants were getting a huge amount out of, and I'm sure there's a lot of those people who are still in my life now would agree, they were getting so much from the community. We had a Facebook group. People would go live in there every day. Every single week, I would go live and hold a group coaching call. It was awesome. And that level of interaction, that level of me showing up for others, was very important for me at that time. It was a level of discipline that was important, but it also, I was overgiving. I wasn't meeting my own needs and it wasn't sustainable. And so there was lots of lessons in becoming aligned to my own manifesting generator energy, which, you know, I've learned since. There has been so much learning around my own diagnosis of being an ADHD, right? So having both autism and ADHD, and what that means in terms of, one, why I can show up with a lot more structure than a lot of ADHDers, and two, why just why I am the way I am, right? This kind of balance, but also, you know, why things, when they fall apart for me, really, really fall apart. And learning all of that has been my own journey of awareness. Really, like living the pillars over and over again has been such a thing. And to be 9 years into delivering this core content in different ways and still seeing, one, new people coming into M2M and doing the work, doing the workbooks, understanding the core concepts, trying it out in their own lives and getting massive results. And two, people who are still in my community, who are still using these principles and practices 9 years later, is, I mean, I'm not often choked up by my own work. I don't often shout about how fucking incredible I am, all my work is, but it is, and these people who reflect that to me and who are still around and who show me and show my second line, my two line for those human designers amongst you, just how it works are the kind of testament that I need to continue and to carry on. Now, last summer, I got, at 42, I got officially diagnosed beginning of the summer with ADHD, the end of the summer with autism. Some of you will know more of the story. I'm going to try and keep it simple. What that did for me and the global landscape of a much deeper recognition of neurodiversity and much more talking about it in women, much more talking about atypical autism, much more talking about neurodiversity for creatives, has really helped me understand my niche, has that helped me understand my own journey, has helped me understand this program, why it works, like specifically why it works and who it works for, right? And so with that newfound awareness, and particularly with this awareness of different types, so alongside all of that, some of you know this, but I you know, I did my master coach practitionership in multiple brain integration techniques, so MBIT, at master coach level, which involves the autonomic nervous system and the pelvic brain. And I did that once with a real desire to understand the autonomic nervous system and to understand how that impacts regulation, nervous system regulation in everybody. And then after my diagnosis, I went and did the qualification with the whole kind of deep dive, and it's intense. It's like 5 days of 12-hour days, right? So it's a lot. Did that again with a specific focus on neurodivergence and understanding the neurodivergent nervous system and how that works. And then, you know, really understanding that there are so many, what's the word I want to use? Nuances to neurodivergence, right? That just even just saying ADHD, it's not all the same. Like some people are inattentive, some people are hyper-focused, more like there are these different types within that. And so then understanding the implications of that for Misfit to Maven, the fundamentals, and really getting how I knew that on a second line, intuitive, natural, don't know how I know this level, and that has always been built into the fundamentals. has also been really, really helpful. And so that then led me into wanting to reboot or refresh the experience of the content of the fundamentals into a format that worked for me and for each client's transformation. So understanding that what is really important for the learning experience of for us, right, is a couple of things, right? We need dopamine, we need we need all of these different things. We need there to be the right amount of structure. We need, you know, some people who come into the Maven Haven, for example, love that there are these different threads, different circles that we can talk about different topics. And some people find it really overwhelming that there are all these different topics. And that is a really classic example for me of the difference between autism and ADHD, or the spectrum of needing something one way and needing something a different way, and being able to personalize or tailor your learning experience in a way that is helpful for each person's operating system is kind of impossible, right? Like, you cannot get it completely right without the learner taking a little bit of responsibility for their learning experience. And also I can work with what I know and help a little bit more. So I went back to the core content of the fundamentals, and right at the beginning of this year, I refreshed all the workbooks. And that helped me to remember the content, because if I can't see it, one of the ways that my executive function stuff plays out is if I can't see it, I don't know that it's there. I get completely shocked by all of this incredible stuff that I've made that I've completely forgotten about, because I don't remember it until I open it and read it and kind of go into it. So redoing all the workbooks, going through all the content was great for me to go, wow, this is really amazing, and it still holds up 9 years later. Then I had really went into investigating and learning about dopamine, about gamification, about endorphins, about, you know, some of the different ways that I could encourage people to move through a self-study course that would allow me not to be present for every single person, give the person ownership of their learning experience. I also wanted to make the whole thing ritualistic. I wanted to make the whole thing an initiation, because it really is. I wanted to have some of the magic that we get live, or that people get when they used to do it with me in a VIP one-to-one setting, where I would send them gifts and, you know, all of these different things. So that's what I did. And I have, with the help of an incredible woman who, if you are interested in gamifying your courses, I'll make introductions to you for. So I didn't do it all on my own. We gamified the fundamentals. And so what that means is that there are now badges that you can earn along the way. There are side quests that you can go on. There's a supplementary pieces of information. It is structured in a way that is far less overwhelming. So a lot of people were going in and being like, whoa, there's just too much here. So it's been laid out in a different way so that people don't have that kind of overwhelm experience, like parts of it have been held back. It then gets released at different points. You are actively encouraged to complete things because it will then open up something else. And your focus is directed throughout the experience. And there is a level of initiation. There is a level of needing to create your own rituals, needing to create your own affordances, needing to let go and sacrifice something in order to gain something new. And all of this has been built in to this, I say, online program self-study course, but also it is an experience. It's got its own world. And so one of the other things that I did was I really let go of looking at everybody else and how everybody else is doing this stuff, and really allowed my human design, my individual style, my voice to guide the experience. And I've always wanted it to be a choose your own adventure. I really believe that life is a choose your own adventure experience. And so you can make your way through this journey alone. You can make it really, really personal and have me guide you. You can still have the community that really, really worked for everybody. And I've given you choices along the way. And so, you know, you can pay in full, you can pay on payment plan, you can choose that you're going to really go for it and do it in 3 months, in 90 days, or you can take a lifetime to achieve it. You can do it once and then never touch it again, or you can do it again and again and again. You will get lifetime access. And to say that I am proud of what we have created is actually really an understatement, right? Like, this is my signature program. And for it to not only still be working, but for me to deepen and feel real connection with how I'm delivering these principles 9 years later is something I'm genuinely incredibly proud of. And I don't acknowledge myself enough potentially for this. I am so excited for people to go through the fundamentals, for us to get this opportunity to do it together, and having then separated it out. So we have the Maven Haven, which is that group element that really used to work before, creating that in a way that allows me to have community, but to not overcommit, and to allow my five line in human design to not be the savior, to not be pedestaled, to not be over responsible, but to actually allow you all to be part of the community as well, has also been a huge part of the learning and growth for me. So I am available inside the Maven Haven every single day. But it is your responsibility to ask for that, to be an adult, right? To say, hey, this is what I need. And really stepping out of rescuing people and being everyone's mom and doing the work for them, which doesn't work, and it was definitely part of my shadow, to creating the environment, circumstances, etc., to facilitate your journey, you know, has taken me 9 years. And again, I'm really, really proud of what we've created, because you can come into the Maven Haven for a season, 90 days, or you can come and become a member and develop long-term relationships with everybody. You can come and it can be your community space. It can be a space where you practice unmasking and being, you know, removing your camouflage and being 100% yourself. And it can also be a place where you come for accountability, where you come to get a little bit of structure, to get some routine, to get some tips, to make friends, to have people that get you and understand you. Or it can be a place that you have alongside the fundamentals, where you can check in and share how you're doing and tell us your ahas and your takeaways and get celebrated and rewarded and really met and seen in that process. Again, it's taken me a really long time, in the grand scheme of things, maybe not, to reach a place where I feel like I've got a business model that works, not just for me, but for my clients, right? Like, it's taken me a really long time to find a business model that fits my operating system and style and my values, that allows me to make the money and have the resources and have the downtime and the rest time and all of those things for it to be sustainable, right? But also meet my need and value for it to be inclusive. And so, you know, I finally met a pricing structure and a delivery structure and like all of these pieces that allow me to know confidently in my heart that I am providing huge value, huge resource, life changing, paradigm shifting, learning and development, growth, understanding, you know, this, it will change your life to come and do the fundamentals. And I don't say that lightly, and mine, and to fully create a win-win situation in my business be walking my talk. Some of you know, because I say this quite a lot. You know, when I first started my business years and years ago, somebody in marketing, and it is one of the exercises in the fundamentals, said to me, what three words do you want your, like if we were summing your business up or your personal brand in three words, what three words would they be? And I said, walks her talk, because for me, it's such an important part of my business. I want you to look at me, look at my brand, look at my business and say, she walks her talk. And every time I hear that, every time that is the feedback that I get, it fills me with pride, satisfaction, and fulfillment, right? Like my value filter is met because it is so important to me. And it might have taken me 9 years to fully realize this business model and the format and delivery system for this core content. And a part of me feels like that's not quick enough or good enough, or, you know, in a world of overnight, I want to be able to say, ta-da, you know, this is the first, it's not the first iteration. Like, I want to be truthful with you. And I want to be less harsh on myself and celebrate the fact that we're here, that putting the fun in fundamentals did not happen overnight, that putting, you know, gamifying it, putting the dopamine in it, making it really playful, understanding that one of my core values is puckish, playful, you know, the prodding and poking you, challenging you and cheerleading you, finding the exact right bliss point between structure and stability and safety and excitement and dopamine and variety and difference has taken a very long time. And I am super fucking proud of what it is that I have created now. So that is me chatting about putting the fun in fundamentals and like how it happened, why it happened, what you can expect when you come on this journey. This episode is going to be aired on the 12th of October, 2023. And so if you're listening to it after that, you can come and join the fundamentals, because the fundamentals will be like rebooted on the Friday, the 13th of October. So tomorrow. And tomorrow I'm holding a free masterclass called the 5-Degree Shift. And it really is where I am going to kind of unveil, reveal the secret sauce, the thing that is going to help you go from feeling like you are living your life, trying to crack the safe whilst kind of keeping an eye over your shoulder for to be caught out, to living in a world where someone hands you the combination, you open the vault, take the contents that just so happen to be the cheat codes for easy mode, and then you get to live the rest of your life in easy mode. I am going to be sharing all of that in that masterclass. So if you are listening or watching this before the 13th of October, sign up, come and join us live. If you are listening to or watching this after the 13th of October, there will be some kind of replay available where you can get that, and or the links to the fundamentals where you can choose your own adventure and take this journey, invest in creating for yourself the solid foundations on which you can build a sustainable future where you can flourish and thrive, where you can create a life that is as unique and extraordinary as you are, that genuinely feels as good on the inside as it perhaps looks on the outside, which is ultimately what I wanted for myself and what I gift to you. And that's it for this part. And if you are a patron and you would like to come and join me in the patron part, I will be sharing the kind of tangible nitty-gritties pieces on creating a bliss point over balance, and like what it means and how you actually do that. How do we create a life with the right combination of structure and stability and safety and nervous system regulation, and then kind of dopamine, excitement, drive, forward motion, risk, you know, all of those pieces. So £5 come on over if you already are a patron. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Fucking love you for helping support a business model that is sustainable, right? That allows me and my team to get this work and the inspiration, the motivation, the leadership that I want to deliver into the world, I want to model in the world out there. I really, really see you. I really, really appreciate you. Thank you for being part of the future. So that's it. I'll see you in the Patreon part. Stay wild. Stay true. Be more you. Fucking love you. Bye.
You've been listening to the OR podcast, Adulting with Ebony. And if you've been enjoying what you've heard, please do let me know. I'm a chatty what's it. Slide into my DMs and say hi. Thank you all so much for your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, reviewing, and sharing so that more people can enjoy and engage with us and become the kick-ass and kind adults that the world so badly needs. If you're ready to take the next step on your self-actualization journey, go to ebonyallard.com/human design chart and get a little free something from me. Now, go collect experiences of awe, and I will see you next time.